ان الحمد لله والصلاه والسلام على اشرف الانبياء وعلى اله وصحبه ومن والاه وبعد my dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Mulk, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا إِلَى الطَّيْرِ فَوْقَهُمْ صَافَّاتٍ وَيَقْبِضْنَ مَا يُمْسِكُهُنَّ إِلَّا الرَّحْمَنُ إِنَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ بَصِيرٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, do they not see the birds flying above them in the sky? Who except Ar-Rahman, who except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enables them to do that, holds them up? إِنَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ بَصِيرٌ. Verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees everything and sees all his makhluk. There are many such ayat in the Quran, many such ayat which refer to the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al Imran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, inna fi khalqi samawati wal ardi wa ikhtilafi al-layli wan nahari la ayatin li ulil albab. Allah said, verily in the creation of the heavens and the earth and the alternation of the day and the night, there are signs for people of intelligence. I therefore draw your and my attention to this fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us and taught us to not simply look at creation and look at things like an animal looks at them or a camera looks at them, for example, which does not understand. They see the same thing. I give the example of a camera because it's a good example. Many times in the picture that you take in a camera, after you look at the picture, you realize that there was more in the picture than you actually saw at the time. When I went to the Ran of Kutch, I was taking pictures of wild asses. I went to the Ran of Kutch to take pictures of wild asses and owls. And I forgot that the place for that is actually Delhi, not the Ran of Kutch. But anyways, we went to take these pictures, and one of the pictures was this male wild ass. I took this picture, and then when my ustad here was skimming through the pictures, he takes great delight in, I take 2000 pictures and he picks 20. So when he was doing that, he said, did you see this? And there was a falcon which was feeding on something, and it was visible between the legs of the wild ass. Now, I didn't see it. I did not see it at all. I was using a long lens, so the lens picked it up. And the point is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us eyes not to use as cameras. We just, without thinking, we just look at things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala drew our attention to His creation, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, take lessons from this. Learn from this. Two kinds of learnings. One is the learning which draws us to the glory and majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Himself. So when you look at something, you say, Subhanallah, look at this thing. How did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala create this thing? See, and it is there in the minutest of things, in the so-called, most ordinary of things. There's no such thing as ordinary, but sometimes we tend to see some things as ordinary. Right? So in the minutest of things. The second thing is also to look at, therefore, what does it mean for me? So one is to look at a bird flying and say, Subhanallah, look at this, the aerodynamics of it, how does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala create this thing, how does it learn to fly, what does it do? If you see geese, where they nest, I'm trying to now think. If I got all the names, I don't know whether it's the Canada goose or the bar-headed goose, but it nests on the top of cliffs. So it's absolutely sheer cliffs. At the bottom of the cliffs is shale. It's all broken rock. Now, that is a very nice place to have a nest because it's almost free from predators. So foxes can't get there, other things can't get there. It's too high up. As long as the nest is protected from birds of prey, they're fine. The problem is, now when the chicks have hatched, how do you get the chicks down to the water? Right? Because it's some of these nets are like a couple of hundred feet in the air. They're very, very high. So these chicks, they just leap out of the nest. That's what they just jump. And if you see them, they hit rock and they bounce off rock and whatnot, and finally they land in the shell, on top of broken rock. But I am not saying that every single chick, nothing happens. You know, I suppose once in a while some chick will die or something. But the fact is that those geese are propagating, which means that the majority of chicks, nothing happens to them. They are fine. Now think about that. You know, just think about what does it take. Imagine jumping off this cliff. Now, of course, we know, I know enough physics to know, to calculate the issue of, you know, the mass and the weight and the gravitational force working on it, and therefore if it's heavier, it falls heavier, and so on and so on. All of this is the how. It is not the why. All of this is the how. It's not the why. The why is, why does it happen? It happens because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to teach us a lesson, to say that the only one who protects is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalla. This does not mean that you don't take your normal precautions. Obviously you do, and you should do, but not depend on the precautions instead of depending on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is very, very important to remember, because what happens is, in our normal speaking, take our language for example, many times when we speak, we use, not that the person saying that is, you know, saying it deliberately, we say it without thinking. But many times if you say, for example, that something has no caretaker, somebody has just abandoned something. Hamare Urdu mein, Hyderabadi Urdu mein, kya hai so khali, Allah pe chhod diya, kya bolte? Aisa nahi ki khuda na khasta, bolne wala koi khuda ka dushman hai. But the point is that, what exactly are you saying? You must think about that. You must say, have you just left this on Allah? Means what? If you leave it on Allah, so what? When Ibrahim alayhi salam was thrown into the fire, who did he leave his safety on? I can give you not one, I can give you a million examples. So what is our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalla? Now this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, and the ayat of Suratul Mulk, which I recited, that look at the signs from what you are seeing. Ibrat ki nazar jisko bolte hain, your sight and my sight must teach us things. It's not just a camera to look at, you know, you saw this. No. What does this mean? The example I always give is of traffic signals, traffic lights. A person who understands what a traffic light means, when he sees a traffic light change color, what happens? He does something, right? He either goes faster or he goes slower or he stops or does something. A person who does not understand what a traffic light means will either not do anything, or he will do the opposite and get himself into trouble or get somebody else into trouble. Right? The traffic light is not decoration on the street. It's a sign. And what is the meaning of a sign? A sign points to something. Everything, a sign means something. A sign points to something. A sign is not everything on a board. No, a sign, it means there is a meaning to that. Whether it's an arrow, whether it's a whatever symbol, or what not. You know, there is a sign, has a meaning. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, in the creation of the heavens and the earth and the alternation of the day and the night, there are signs. And these signs are for whom? For people of intelligence. Al-ulil al-bab, people of intelligence. So what are these signs telling us? So I remind myself and you, today we are in Yawm al-Nahar, we are on the day of sacrifice. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, Allah said that the blood and the meat does not come to Allah. What comes to Allah is your taqwa. The fact that you have done this in order to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many times you hear, every year this is a usual thing. You get some WhatsApp messages saying, why should you sacrifice and why should you kill a poor sheep? Sometimes I ask people, I said, KFC and Burger King and McDonald's and so on, they are killing millions of sheep, not one or two, they are killing millions of sheep and cows and chickens every single day. Nobody's got a problem. The Muslims want to slaughter one day of the year and distribute the meat free, and everybody's got a problem. Somebody should ask this question. When somebody is doing something commercially and making money out of it, and making some big time money out of it, nobody's got a problem. Nobody says shut down all Burger Kings and shut down all McDonald's. You should say that, no, if you are so conscious of what is happening to animals. right? And then let the animals eat everything and you starve. I mean, that's up to you. But the point is that nobody has a problem. But one day of sacrifice, everyone goes, oh, Muslims are killing animals. They are not killing animals for the heck of it. They are not killing animals because, you know, I like to see a sheep suffer. You're doing that in order to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as a matter of charity, where you give this meat to poor people. There are actually people in this world who eat meat once a year on this day. Once a year. They don't get meat otherwise. The only time they get meat is when Muslims slaughter an animal. They're poor people. They don't have anything. So they come and they ask and they eat. There are actually people like this in the world. We don't have to look very far for them. Right? We live in a country where we have plenty right here. So the point I want to make and leave with you and myself is the issue of going back again to say, what is the sign from this? So this, what is the sign from the sacrifice? What is the sign from the qurbani which we are giving? This is what Ibrahim alayhi salam and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not actually make you do that, which he did not. Ibrahim alayhi salam was given a sign and then he fulfilled that. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Saddaqta ruya, you have completed and you have made true the dream that was shown to you. You have fulfilled that. And Allah did not take his son's life for that. Allah does not have to do that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator of Ibrahim alayhi salam and his son. He doesn't have to take the life of the son by the hand of the father to prove anything. But this was the issue of the sacrifice. What does it mean? What is my connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Where even if I have to give up something which is dearest to me, am I willing to do that? And that is the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَن تَنَالُوا birra hatta تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, you will not reach the level of birr, you will not reach the level of the highest level of piety until you give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that which is dearest to you. Not garbage, not stuff you don't want anyway, you give it away in charity. There's nothing wrong with that also, most welcome, please do it. What is not useful to you is useful to somebody else. But the point is that if you are seeking the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the key is to give what is dearest to you. And giving what is dearest to you is not necessarily material. It's not a question of saying, I will give my Arwani suit to somebody. The issue is what is dearest to you. For some people, food is the dearest thing. So will you give up your food and the amount you eat and what you eat for the pleasure of Allah? For some people, sleep is the dearest thing to them. So will you give up your sleep to come and play Salatul Fajr in the masjid? Will you give up your sleep to pray tahajjud, get up in this? Why is the value of tahajjud is so much for what? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows this sleep is very dear. Especially that time of the night, the last third of the night is the nicest time to sleep. At that time to get up and stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He ashad wat awwa aqwa miqil. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Muzammil. It is the most difficult thing. But it is the best thing to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to understand His kalam. So some people sleep is very dear. For some people just action is... they want to sit down, relax, especially when you get older. You don't really want to move around here and there, travel, whatnot. But are you willing to do that? To please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For some people, their knowledge is very dear. They want to sit and say, well, I know so much. If somebody wants to know, let him come. Let him give me a fees. Then I will teach him. Are you willing to do that for free? Are you willing to go out there and do it? For some people, money is very dear. That's why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said there will be people on the Day of Judgment who would have given in charity the weight of a dead seed. And that weight of a dead seed will be heavier on their scales than the entire mountain of Uhud in gold. Why? Because for that person who gave that much of charity, that thing is so difficult for him. It's not easy for him. Whereas for somebody who's, we know people, and alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also has made us where you can give away pretty large sums of money without feeling any pain. I mean, it's okay, alhamdulillah, we have given it. But, and I'm not saying there is no value. Obviously, there is value in that, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you that and give you the reward for it in keeping with His majesty and grace. But I'm saying that for somebody who has less, that's why Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the best charity is when you have very little, when you are poor. And the best good deeds are when you have the strength Not when you are dying and you've got both your feet hanging in the grave and now you suddenly become very charitable and what not because you are fearing going before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In any case, by then, what you have is not yours. I mean, that is actually belonging to your heirs. So you want to give away their stuff before you go into your qabr. No, the point is that when it is dear to you, then you spend, there is value in that. And then I don't want to take more time, especially today. Now we have to go get ready for Salatul Eid. Many hadiths relating to what the Sahaba did when these ayat came. But just a reminder to say that let us look at the signs. When you look around the world, let us look at the signs, recognize the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu, and ask ourselves and say, what does this thing mean to me? Therefore, what must I do in my life? وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.